The Australian Defence Force has approximately 300 people in Afghanistan, about half of them in a combat-oriented force protection role. The rest are completing the Train, Advise and Assist mission the ADF committed to in 2015, when conventional combat operations ended. The commander of Australian forces in the Middle East, Major General John Frewen, says Australia cannot let Afghanistan accommodate terrorism again.
The mission in Afghanistan remains to deny Afghanistan becoming a safe haven for terrorism again, but as a part of that mission, we're of course helping the Afghan government become sort of well established, and we're enhancing their ability, whether that's in planning skills or the ability to sustain their forces or advice on tactics. This isn't us turning up telling them how we think they should do business. These operations have been going on for many years now. We are very much focused on specific skill sets and capabilities that they see as priorities.
The Afghan government and security forces are fighting enemies like the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and a young Islamic State Khorasan province. The country's south is particularly vulnerable. The Australian commander in Afghanistan, Brigadier Michael Prichter, says little over half the country's population is under government control.
The official position is about 60% of the population, or 60 to 64% of the population, is secured by the government. The Taliban control about 10%, and the rest is contested. And the aim over the next 4 years is to get from about 60% to about 80%. And then reconcile in some way with the Taliban. The Taliban ultimately need to be convinced that they cannot win in Afghanistan. They are probably part of the solution at some point in the future, but they need to be convinced that they cannot win.
The ADF wants to convince the Taliban by training a new generation of Afghan army officers, improving coordination between the security forces and reducing corruption. Another key component is building the capability of the Afghan Air Force and Special Forces. But Major General Frewen says mentoring doesn't mean a return to combat for Australian troops.
At the moment, we are supporting the Afghan government. The Afghan government's aims are fundamental in what the ADF does there. This is not our fight in the first instance. We are there supporting the Afghan people in their fight, so there is absolutely no requirement for us to be involved in combat roles directly in Afghanistan right now.
The Australian military is based around the capital city of Kabul, spread between the airport, the military academy and the diplomatic zone. Soldiers like Brigadier Craig Short, a former commander of Australia's elite commando unit, are also embedded in the NATO headquarters as part of the wider mission. He's one of the highest ranking officers there.
If we looked at this time last year, there were four provincial capitals under attack. Kunduz, Tarin Kaup, Lashkar Gah and Farah. This year, under Op Mansouri, the Taliban have been unable to actually sustain an attack against any of those capitals.
He says that is a sign of progress, not victory, and support for the government and security forces needs to be sustained.
By providing support to each one of those respective pillars, I think you'll find the campaign will start to evolve, where we'll start to see the capabilities being developed and then applied to combat operations, creating, if you like, an irreversible momentum to ensure that, you know, we drive the Taliban, ISK and the like to reconcile, and if not, they'll be defeated in detail.
The Australian military has been in Afghanistan almost continuously since 2001. The United States-led coalition invaded the country in response to the September 11 attacks that year. The idea of an Australian withdrawal has been floated often, especially as troop numbers decreased 10 years into the war. But now Australian military commanders like Brigadier Prichter aren't talking about an exit.
There will be an enduring commitment to support the Air Force. We are currently growing an Air Force of about 390 aircraft for the Afghan security forces. Now that will take, you can't walk away from that in a couple of years, so that will be an enduring commitment. It may look very different from what we are doing now. It may, the numbers may shift. Right now the numbers are going up, because we're going back into the schools. But there will be a presence here for a long time to come, I think.
Major General John Frewen says the ADF is in Afghanistan at the request of the Afghan government, and it will mentor the Afghan forces through a volatile few years.
There is a very clear timeline moving towards 2020. Next year, Afghanistan will undertake regional elections for the first time, and then the year after that, they will have national elections again. So there are some clear milestones along that path, and we will be able to gauge, to take some pretty good measures along the way of where Afghanistan is going to be over the next couple of years. Over time, whether there is a natural path for sort of drawing down those capabilities, we'll of course, monitor that very closely. But again, it will be about what the Afghan government want us to do.